are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we got the news for you, all right. There is a lot to talk about today on today's show. Thank you all for tuning in. There's been a lot of questions. Okay, what's going on with John Edwards? What's his heart condition? We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about also walnuts. I got to tell you, walnuts are probably the superfood of this next decade. It's going to be a lot of publicity about eating these walnuts. Of course, it's one of my least favorite nuts. You know, the only nuts I like are peanuts when they're mashed into peanut butter and put into Reese's cups. But for the rest of you that like walnuts, you'll probably do pretty good. We're going to talk about that. I know there's been a lot of concern over the study on antiperspirants and it causing breast cancer. Will there be issues with men? Does it really cause breast cancer? So we're going to talk about the whole antiperspirant issue. Also, for those of you eating sausage and bacon every day, another study came out linking it to pancreatic cancer, where our pancreatic cancer risk skyrockets if we eat sausage or hot dogs, processed foods every day. So we have a lot to talk about. But of course, I want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you aren't listening to us live at the time, then please call in anyway. We do have a message line, and I will play your question the next day on air. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for up-to-date medical news, and please follow me on Facebook as well. Got a really cool picture of a Confederate submarine back in 1864. Have you guys seen that? Yes, where they erected it. I'll try, if I have any time, to talk about this a little bit later. I just think it's cool. So, you know, I like Twitter. You know, Twitter gives you bulleted, you know, news points, but I like Facebook because at least you can see the pictures that go with it. You know, Clark Gable's son is in the news. Grandson. Clark Gable's grandson's in the news. I got a picture of him up there. He did something stupid. We're going to talk about that. All right, so as you can see, very, very busy show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, we hear that John Edwards has a serious heart condition and will require a medical procedure next month. Okay, well, you're like, well, next month, if it's so serious, why isn't the medical procedure happening now? Now, he's 58 years old, ex-North Carolina senator who was going to be going through a trial for some of his alleged spending on his mistress of campaign funds. But we're not going to go there. But the cardiologist for ex-Senator John Edwards wrote two letters about his condition to Judge Catherine Eagles, who talked about them during a hearing to consider whether the trial on six felony and misdemeanor counts should begin this month or not. Now, they say he's taking medication and is scheduled to undergo a procedure. And people are like, well, what does that mean? What procedure? She did not describe what the episodes involved or if the procedure would require unclogged arteries or common treatments. My guess is an ablation for atrial fibrillation. That's going to be my guess with this. You know, because usually they're going to jump right into coronary artery surgery. I don't think they would blow that off for a few weeks. Now, if somebody was in severe atrial fibrillation, they could at least stabilize with medication and then maybe consider ablation. That's going to be my guess with this. And again, I'm just pulling this out of my retroperitoneum, but we don't know. But again, I'm sorry we don't have many answers for you on what's going on with John Edwards. I know y'all are crying at home about it, but this guy's a piece of work. But again, I wish him no harm. Let's see what we can come up with, and in terms of finding out what's going on, they're keeping it hush-hush for now. But when we do find any information, you will hear about it from me, Dr. Dahlia. That's what I do. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, did you guys hear that a little 13-month-old child was abandoned in one of the Occupy tents? We don't know if this was a protester who just got doped up and left and forgot, or someone who wanted to abandon his child and thought that the Occupy people were good Samaritans, but apparently the child was just dumped and left. Now, child's okay. The officers took the child into custody. Rain was falling. This was in Washington, McPherson Square. Rain was falling. Temperatures were in the 40s. And after officers took the child into custody, they say within a half an hour, a man claiming to be the father arrived to claim the child. Now, the man claims he wasn't a part of Occupy DC, but was still arrested for second-degree attempted cruelty to children. We don't know why he left the child. We don't know what's going on. But, anybody trying to compare these Occupy protests to the Tea Party, more proof. I don't remember any child being left in an Occupy tent out in the rain and the cold during a Tea Party demonstration. I also don't remember any Tea Partier leaving a tent. Don't you clean up after your mess? Don't when you demonstrate, you leave? I mean, if you really love your country, clean up after it. Clean up. Check to see if your children are still there. Really? Don't try to claim you love this country and then leave crap all over the place. Uh-uh. No. No. Doesn't fly. Okay. Oh, you know, this woman who injected bath salts. Did you hear about this? A woman who was trying to get high injected bath salts into her arm at a party. She loses her arm. She loses her shoulder and her breast due to necrotizing fasciitis. This is a fast-spreading, serious disease. She was only 34 years old. Of course, bath salts are illegal. You're not supposed to be shooting them up, but you could actually see the skin deteriorate in front of your eyes. So she had to have multiple amputations. From what I understand, she is in stable condition, but I tell you, I think people really underestimate. They think, you know, they can handle the drugs. They think they're impervious to anything traumatic happening to them, and you get infections. And I don't want everyone to turn into germophobes and become obsessive compulsive, but if you stick yourself with a needle, it's got to be clean. Because if not, you're going to introduce some very nasty bugs that'll just eat away your flesh. There's flesh-eating bacteria, people. We're not making this stuff up because we want to make a Hollywood movie. We aren't. All right, when we come back, some Hollywood news. Gene Hackman got hit by a car. Heather Locklear in the ICU coming out. And, of course, what happens when we eat sausage? Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry if my voice sounds just a little bit strained. I have strained my voice. I did a lot of speaking engagements, a lot of interviews, and, of course, my show, which I love to do. And, yeah, I yelled at my kids a couple times, you know, threw some shots at my husband. So I apologize if I sound a little hoarse today, but you guys are tough. You can handle it. I don't want to hear any gripes. Okay, so we got some bad news today about a lot of the meats we like, our sausages and our hot dogs and our processed meats. And we know that bacon and sausage and processed meat have been linked to cancer, you know, colorectal cancer, and there were some studies also linking it to pancreatic cancer, but this is another one that came out published in the British Journal of Cancer, saying an extra 50 grams of processed meat, approximately one sausage every day, would increase a person's risk by 19%. Okay, so we're talking one sausage. An extra sausage a day could increase your risk by 19%. Two sausages a day can increase it by... Oh, where's the study? I thought I saw 38%. Okay. Well, yeah, 19 and 19 is 38. Duh. Look, I know my math. I know my math. But sometimes it's not an exact science, okay? All right? The risk doesn't double all the time. Sometimes instead of it being linear, it could be an exponential curve. Look, I took calculus 3. Give me a break. All right. So this is a pretty big study where they looked at 6,600 patients with pancreatic cancer. They looked at data from 11 trials. It's a big study. It's a big study. Okay, now, do we panic? You know, no, because still the risk of getting pancreatic cancer is still like lifetime, 1 in 77 for men, 1 in 79 for women. Your lifetime risk is very, very low. There's other cancer. We could get lung cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. Yeah, there's still other cancers higher up on the list. Colorectal, of course. But what this does stress is we need to do everything in moderation. We can't be eating hot dogs for lunch every day. We can't be eating processed meat for dinner. We got to cut back on the bacon. You know, and bacon isn't the best food for breakfast anyway. You know, some non-fried eggs and maybe a wheat muffin. I know. I can't eat that either. But look, in theory, that's what we should be doing. I mean, you know, look, as a treat, if you feel like you want to have a hearty breakfast, you're going camping one weekend, and you want to, okay, once in a blue moon is fine, but you can't do this stuff every day. Our body wasn't designed for it. Go back to caveman days. We didn't have all these preservatives. We didn't have all these substrates. We didn't have all these fillers. Okay? Yes, when I finally go to a Dodger game in Dodger Stadium, I'm going to have a dog. I have to have a hot dog in Dodger Stadium. But again, it's a once in a blue moon thing. All right. So not to freak out about it, but it's just reminding us, for those of you that do an everyday bacon and sausage and processed meat and lunch meat, I mean, just mix it up a little bit. I'd rather, you know, one day do tuna, one day get some chicken, throw a little bit of low fat mayonnaise on it, cut up some grapes and throw some celery and, you know, make a little chicken salad. I mean, play around with things. But just don't eat the same thing. We do. We like to get into habit. And even though your body likes habit, they like habit of good things. Okay. They like to, you know, your body likes to sleep at the same time. Your body likes to poop at the same time. Your body likes to go through cycles of things. Just don't give your body the same processed crap that most of the world is eating. Because, yeah, yes, it could do something to our system. We talked about symptoms of pancreatic cancer. Many times you don't have symptoms till it's too late. You know, the weight loss, the nausea, you start to turn yellow, jaundice because of the cancer going to the liver. You could be weak, of course, abdominal pain, swelling, even fever shakes, etc. You don't wait to go to the doctor then. If you're having some abdominal pain, and a lot of us do, you think it could be gastritis, you think it could be heartburn, you think it could be maybe an early ulcer, you get it checked. And you know, ask the doctor to just look at the pancreas. They could do an ultrasound. They could do a scan just to keep an eye on things. All right? You know, you don't have to have fancy schmancy testing to check out the pancreas. But it kills me to see that people that do get diagnosed have been treating their heartburn, treating their abdominal discomfort with over-the-counters for years. And then by the time they get it checked out, it's too late. Okay? Now, I want to talk about a few things here. This, actually, you know what? Let me move real quickly. We had breaking news on Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman was in an accident. It looks like he's okay. He was riding his bike. And good for him. He's 81 years old. Gene Hackman is 81 years old. He's in the Florida Keys riding his bike, and I guess a car hits him. Well, we don't think it's a drunk driver, but he had to be airlifted to a hospital. They say he's fine. He's on his way home. Few bumps and bruises. But, you know, you look at that. You're like 81 years old. Gene Hackman still looks good. Remember, Gene Hackman was in Superman, right? And then he was also in Crimson Tide. And he did very well in Crimson Tide. It's just I was too busy concentrating on, you know, Viggo Mortensen, because Viggo Mortensen was in the Crimson Tide movie. Denzel Washington also did wonderful. I mean, Denzel Washington, I think it is an amazing actor. But Viggo Mortensen is who caught my eye. Also in entertainment news, Heather Locklear looks like is out of the hospital. She was admitted yesterday to the ICU. And usually when you're in the ICU, you don't really go anywhere. You're staying there a good couple days, or you're going to be watched or demoted to the tele floor or to one of the regular floors. But they sent her home. Apparently it was a medication error. That's all they're telling us. With some alcohol, the parents claim she did not commit suicide. She did not try to commit suicide. No one else is telling us what's going on, but at least she is home and on her way out. And then Clark Gable's grandson, 23 years old. You know, you'd think, I mean, he's a handsome kid. I have this story up on my Facebook. Apparently he was shining a laser pointer at an LAPD helicopter when the helicopter was flying around. And then when the cops came up to him, he shined, you know, just shot the laser at them too, this little laser pointer. Stupid stuff. He's going to get 10 days of jail. Clark Gable's grandson. I don't know what his middle name is, but his name is also Clark Gable as well. Handsome kid. Don't these kids have anything to do? Don't they have anything to do? All right. You know, speaking of, you know, wondering what people are thinking and what they have to do, Sesame Street now is being pressured to have breastfeeding back on the show. And they're really being pushed to do this. And I guess, you know, when it started in the 60s, 69, during the 70s, they did have some scenes of breastfeeding. It wasn't a big deal. It was pretty open back then. I guess Buffy St. Marie starred, was a guest star once. It was breastfeeding. And then Maria, you know, Maria, her name is Sonia Manzano. She'll, I think, breastfed once on the show. You know, and you're like, okay, really, 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 we really need to push the kids with this. Here's the thing, okay? I know what they want to do. They want to make everybody aware of breastfeeding. They want to push it. They don't want bottle-fed kids on the show. They want breastfed kids. Now, I could be wrong, but isn't Sesame Street about learning your letters, learning your colors, learning how to rhyme, and entertainment? Does your 2-3-year-old really need to learn about breastfeeding and mammary glands? And you know, what are they trying to do? Well, we need kids to be aware of breastfeeding. No, you really don't. This is what we were talking about in the previous hour, okay? We need to realize that these are kids. These are 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, okay? Your average 7-8-year-old doesn't watch Sesame Street, all right? But the average child that comprehends breastfeeding and why we do it for the antibodies and for the health factors and the health benefits is usually, you know, your older child. I mean, when I was watching Sesame Street growing up, there was no breastfeeding taught to me during Sesame Street, and I grew up to breastfeed my children. Why? Because I learned about it in my 20s. Okay, you really don't need to indoctrinate your 2-3-year-old children. This is the same problem I have with this chemo bald Barbie. Your 2-3-year-old child may not really understand the concept of why her doll lost her hair. Are her eyes going to fall out? Is her head going to fall out? These kids may not understand the concept. If you want to teach breastfeeding and how fabulous it is, and it is, I'm a huge fan of breastfeeding, okay, well, then you do it when the child can comprehend. But trying to throw this stuff down kids' throats when they're too young to understand in a show that's supposed to be teaching letters and relationships and friends, I just don't like this whole indoctrination thing. I think breastfeeding is great. Yes, they could teach about it in schools, but do it when these kids are able to concept what a mammary gland is and why we're doing it, you know, antibodies, et cetera. Okay, but, you know, that's Sesame Street for you. It's public broadcasting, you know. And also they're losing the ratings. People don't watch Sesame Street like they used to. They're into SpongeBob. They're into Dora. They're into, I don't know if Blue's Clues is big anymore, but my kids, they did not like Sesame Street. They liked Blue's Clues. I wanted them to like Sesame Street. I love Grover. I love Cookie Monster. But maybe it's good because they're always trying to inject, you know, things into your child. That's not what it's supposed to do. You know, we're not supposed to be getting political propaganda. I'm for breastfeeding. It doesn't matter one end of the spectrum you are. I'm for breastfeeding. But again, we really don't need to indoctrinate our kids. Why can't they learn the ABCs? Electric Company didn't have any indoctrination. Blah, who, blue. That was Electric Company. It was easy. It was simple. All right, guys, when we come back, is our deodorant causing breast cancer? Coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Some scary news that we just that just broke, although it may not be breaking news by the time you listen to the show. It looks like a cruise ship has run aground off an Italian island, the island of Giglio, off the Tuscan coast. 4,200 people on board. So far, 8 people have died. We don't know why this happened. Again, this news just in. You're looking at a picture of this boat that is actually on the ground and tilted to the side. We don't know if it was coming in. Did it come in too quickly? You know, usually when boats, you know, when cruises, you know, come into port, they're doing it at, I mean, slow snail's pace. And you're watching it and you're, you know, and you're watching and they, I don't know why this would happen, but, this just in, looks like death toll, 8 people right now from a cruise ship jumping off out of the water onto the ground in Italy. I'm just astounded by what I see. All right, thank you for joining us. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure a lot of you are kind of scratching your head at what is going on with this whole deodorant and this chemical issue, and what do we need to do? Well, what they found, and I think we've been aware of this chemical parabens. We've talked about this before. Parabens is in a lot of toiletry products. They say face cream, makeup, pharmaceuticals, things like that. Because what this does is it helps add shelf life to your cosmetic. It adds shelf life. I wonder if it's even in shampoos. And I guess one of the biggest things we've seen them in this parabens chemical we see in deodorant. We also see it in processed meat like sausage. We see it in pastries. You know, anything that needs shelf life protected from microbial growth can have this. The compound's called para-hydroxybenzoic acid. But again, we see it a lot in cosmetics. Other names that you may see if you look on the product would be methylparaben, propylparaben, butylparaben, benzylparaben, sobutylparaben. So they're saying, you know, what these parabens may do is act like estrogen, have an estrogen mimicking effect. So for those people that may have a breast cancer that they don't know about that is estrogen sensitive, it may induce breast cancer. All right, because when they looked at samples of multiple women that had breast cancer, 99% of the tissue samples had at least one paraben. But see, the problem with that is parabens in everything. So how do you know if it was from the deodorant? How do you know if it wasn't from you having some pie or using some makeup? And so, like I said, this is really kind of freaking a lot of people out, and I don't want people freaked out yet, okay? You know, I think what's happening with this is a little bit similar to what was happening with estrogen in the 2002 Women's Health Initiative study. Estrogen didn't cause cancer, but if you did have an estrogen-sensitive breast tumor, it could induce it. All right, so what do? Do we avoid all products that have this? Well, I mean, it's in toothpaste. It's in shaving foam. It's almost everywhere. So what they're going to do is they're going to do further investigation, of course. It's even in blueberries. I mean, it's a natural food. It's in processed food, and it's in a slew of products. And they're going to take a look at it. I mean, I wouldn't tell everybody to stop, you know, using deodorant. I wouldn't do that. I mean, again, it's frustrating because we're really surrounded by chemicals. I mean, once they learned how to process foods and process products and add shelf life, I mean, we've been exposed to chemicals our whole lives. I mean, yeah, just look at deodorant. You know, I started wearing deodorant when I hit puberty. Yeah, and I was talking about this in the last hour. You know, I was like, I was blaming my brother, and I'm like, wait a second, that's me? You know, and then boom, okay, so I started using deodorant. So I've been using deodorant for, what, 27 years now? 27 years? I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to stop? You know, but maybe we need to kind of cool it a little bit. You know, maybe don't overdo it with processed foods. Maybe if it's your day off and you're home hanging out, maybe you don't have to wear deodorant every day. You know, take a shower, use a baby wipe, although I got to look up baby wipes and see if they have these parabens. It's para, P-A-R-A, bens, B-E-N-S. That's the compound they're talking about. But, you know, just everything in moderation. You don't have to eat sausage every day like we talked about with the pancreatic cancer. You know, washing your hair. We talk about washing your hair a lot on the show because a lot of people have dry scalp. They have itchy scalps. They have issues with their scalp. And, you know, we forget our body makes natural oils. Sometimes the scalp really needs the oil. And, oh, Dr. Dolly, it's gross. My hair would look greasy. Why can't you go a day or two? Do you really have to wash your hair every single day? And I'm hearing more and more dermatologists say, look, you know, spread it out 2-3, maybe, you know, a couple times a week wash your hair. But sometimes you need the oil. You know, maybe we don't have to over chemicalize ourselves. But listen, we could get really, really frantic over this, because like I said, this chemicals in shaving cream and soaps and probably shampoos and deodorant and foods, etc. But, you know, we're going to watch and wait. And, you know, for now, you know, look at some of your products. And if you do notice that you could pick a cosmetic that maybe doesn't have the parabens, try it. My only problem is, I mean, look at these names. Para-hydroxybenzoic acid, benzylparaben, sobutylparaben. My problem is, if you pick another product, what does that chemical do? I mean, they're having, you know, they've just discovered this with parabens. What other chemicals have we been exposed to? So, you know, I really want to panic now. Let's just be in a watch and wait pattern and just try not to overdo it. Just try not to overdo things if you don't have to. If you can take a day off from deodorant, why not? Why not? Okay. All right. Let's talk about some good news. Walnuts. Some of you that just love walnuts will be happy. Scientists say that walnuts are probably the healthiest nuts to eat because they have the most antioxidants. They say snacking on as few as 7 a day can help ward off disease and lower cholesterol. Walnuts have polyphenol, which is an antioxidant, protects you against molecules and damaged tissue. Remember, we talked about tomatoes yesterday and the lycopene, protecting you against UV damage from the sun. There's a lot of things in our natural food that protect us. They do pretty well. They say Brazil nuts and pistachios are a close second behind walnuts. Cashews, hazelnuts also have antioxidants, but a little bit lower. They say walnuts beat Brazil nuts, pistachios, pecans, peanuts, almonds, macadamias, cashews, and hazelnuts. They say walnuts have the highest free and total polyphenols. Yeehaw! I just think they taste horrible. I don't like walnuts. I like peanuts. I like them covered with chocolate. I like Almond Joy, right? Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. I like my Almond Joy. I just don't like walnuts. I don't like the way they taste. But you see, you know, when it comes to vegetables and fruit, etc., the nastier tasting foods, the better. All right, so walnuts, antioxidants found in raw walnuts were 15 times as powerful as vitamin E. Roasted cashew nuts had just double the level of vitamin E. All right, guys, so see what you can do. They say a couple of handfuls of shelled pistachios have more potassium than a banana. Yes, but bananas help you poop. Bananas, though, are good for fibers. I wouldn't give those up. Now, they say pistachios help control blood pressure also. You know, can I stop for a quick second here? This whole potassium thing. It keeps coming back. You have to have potassium. Increase your potassium, a good potassium diet. I'm wondering if doctors later are going to cut back on the diuretics in blood pressure medicines. You know how many of you take a diuretic for blood pressure and then we have to take to replace your potassium? Well, if all these scientists and researchers are saying up your potassium, keep your potassium up, you wonder if it's counterintuitive to give people diuretics that make them lower their potassium. You know, it may not be the first blood pressure choice. It's not mine. When I treat a patient, I only use water pills on those that have congestive heart failure or fluid overload or that just need a touch. But honestly, it's a blood pressure medicine that will cause your potassium to lower because you urinate frequently to relieve the extra fluid. But everything we've seen in health keeps going back to upping your potassium. So that's kind of interesting. Interesting. Potassium. All right. They also say selenium levels that are high in nuts. Brazil nut has the richest source of selenium. This also reduces certain cancers like bladder and prostate. So, guys, let's go nuts over nuts. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about a urinal that's going to talk to you, evaluate your urine, and tell you what's wrong with you. And then there's a principal who is hypnotizing students, and a couple of them committed suicide. Coming right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract. and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We really appreciate you listening. We just celebrated our 3rd anniversary of being on air. If you want the Dr. Dahlia Show brought to your city or town, call your news talk station. It's very easy. Call them up and say, look, bring Dr. Dahlia. And if they go, what? Just tell them to tune in and call GCN Live. Genesis Communications Network gets a big thank you for making this show happen. And big thanks to Donovan for working the dials tonight. We've had a great show. All right. So it looks like the University of California is now banning cigarettes and all tobacco products from their campuses over the next 2 years. All right. They want to protect non-smokers, probably the illegals and the DREAM Act. Okay. They don't want to scare some of the illegals that are now going to benefit from scholarships and in-state tuition with all the smoke. All right. Apparently, you know, but California's been really, really strict. And I think this is good. I mean, I as much as I hate to interfere with people and, you know, their ways of relaxing, et cetera, you know, there's a lot of smoking. And I'm not talking just tobacco on these campuses. So if they could do anything to, you know, cut that back and let the rest of us people who want to be healthy, I guess I'm okay with it. I just have such a bone to pick with what's happening with the UC system as it is that I guess I'm just critical. Anyway, but 12% of Californians smoke as opposed to almost 20% of people nationwide. So California has been cutting down, and I guess now they're going to just exclude smoking from their campuses. All right, they're not lowering out-of-state tuition for people that pay taxes and are American citizens, but that's a whole other subject for a different day. Okay, so let's talk about some cool stuff. Now, I don't know if these were presented in CES, Consumer Electronics Show, that just ended, but there's an electronic urinal called an e-urinal, where when you stand and urinate, it'll actually evaluate your urine for pH, specific gravity, urobilinogen, blood, your white blood cell count in the urine, protein, glucose, bilirubin, ketones. So they could actually evaluate this. Then what it does is it gives you some health advice, like go to your doctor, I guess cut back on your sugar. I don't know what all the health advice they give, but, and I think it's a lady's voice. You know how your GPS, you could get, you know, voices. My husband loves to play with the voices. Turn left, or please stop at the next stop sign. So, you know, he loves like the English woman accent, you know. I like cowboy. You know, I'd love a man to say, you know, look, you little filly, you need to turn left at the next stop. And I'm like, oh, yeehaw. But, you know, my husband doesn't let me get to choose the GPS voice. So anyway, gentlemen, I guess what's around the corner is you get to go to a urinal, urinate in it, and it'll tell you what is wrong with your urine. It'll give you a health score. I mean, it's taken the place of what I do. I mean, I do a urine dipstick in the office. I guess it's this competition. But you know what? She won't sound as sexy as I do. When I tell you what your urine urobilinogen is, you're going to be a heck of a lot more impressed when I do it than she will. Well, that's what's there. Yeah, another thing that was interesting is I guess there's going to be a mobile phone charger that operates only on water. They're saying like a teaspoon of water will be able to charge the fuel cell and portable battery pack. Now, I don't know how this works, but they also talked about this. And, I mean, that is pretty, pretty cool. I got to look a little bit more into this before I talk about it. I know we aren't really supposed to be talking about, you know, computer tech stuff on my medical show. But still, I mean, that's cool. Here's my problem, though. My phones are always charging in the bathroom. They're always charging by the sink. Then the kids come in, they brush their teeth in my sink, splash the water all over the place, ruin the phone. So if your charger can take water, they're going to need to do a better job of protecting our phones. Because, I mean, your iPhone, just a little drop of water. I mean, you drop the iPhone in the toilet for just a couple seconds. And, I mean, my gosh, the whole thing just, you know, blows up. Speaking of dropping things, did you guys hear about some doctors who dropped a heart on the way to the transplant on the ground outside? Yeah, this is a Mexico City. I don't know if I have the article in front of me right now, but yeah, I guess they were rushing to bring the heart in for a transplant and it fell out on the ground. Now again, 2 second rule, I guess, was in play. So they threw it back at the cooler. They say the heart was fine. Patients doing okay. It just, they really didn't go into detail on how they cleaned it. ¿Qué pasó? So I'd like to know how they cleaned the heart that fell on the asphalt. You know, I mean, when something falls on the asphalt, it picks up rocks, picks up pebbles, maybe a penny, maybe some gum wrappers, right? You know, and then there's always some sort of mucusy thing. I don't know if it's melted gum, but you know what? If they need a heart, I'm sure the person doesn't really care what's on it, but please, please. Okay, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of news, so I hope you don't mind. We are really trying to bullet point all these topics for you. So a principal who hypnotized students is now facing jail after 2 teenagers committed suicide after private sessions. Principal George Kenny from Sarasota, Florida, has hypnotized 75 students, teachers, and their families in private sessions. Now, he has no license to do this. Okay, he's already been suspended. Teacher says I didn't do anything wrong. You can't pin the, you know, suicide on me. All right. He hypnotized a student who killed herself and a 16-year-old who died in a car crash days after seeing him. Now, again, this could all be coincidental. I don't know if really this guy has the power to hypnotize. But, you know, you wonder why is the principal doing this? I guess another student had drug overdosed. And again, I mean, are they just picking on him, or, you know, really, could he possibly have that type of power to hypnotize? And why is he doing it? Principals, usually, they just kind of walk around. They don't really deal with students. Every time I got in trouble, I had to go to the vice principal, right? You never saw the principal. I didn't even know the principal's name, but the vice principal, whoo, I knew him well, knew him too well. So, where do they have the time to sit there and hypnotize people? So anyway, that's a story that's been in the news. Another story is a woman who really loved her doggie, a New York woman, decided to have the doggie cloned such that she now has the same dog, even though the first dog died. Danielle Tarantola from New York paid $50,000. It was supposed to be $100,000, but she was able to get them down to $50,000 using Pet Troubles DNA to create another dog exactly the same as the first. She said the new pup is called Double Trouble after she contacted the world's only animal cloning company in South Korea. She got to watch the surrogate carry the embryo developed from the DNA, the Trouble's DNA cloning process. Surrogate was successfully impregnated. She got to watch the birth, got to watch her new dog. Now she has the same dog that died now running around her house. Kind of creepy, isn't it? Just creepy. Remember Dolly the sheep? It just creeps me out that you have a clone. I mean, I love my animals. I talked about this on the last hour. I love my animals. I love my dogs. I love my cats. But they do poo-poo house all over the house, right? Right? They go potty in their potty box, and then they wipe their tushy on my pillow when they want to be fed. And honestly, when it's their time to go, I'm going to say goodbye. I'm not going to mess with nature and have them come back. I'll get a new cat, a new dog. Hopefully they won't stink up the house. Hopefully they won't be as demanding to wake me up. But, you know, I mean, let them go. Let them go. But, you know, I can understand. I mean, this pooch is cute. It is a cute little pooch. Okay, you know, with Korea in the news, looks like a South Korean national tried to sneak in 63 pounds of an erectile dysfunction herb into LAX, and he got stopped by Border Patrol. It's a Chinese herb, right, that has a form of tadalafil, which is similar to Viagra, and his load was estimated at $179,000. Wow, that would make a lot of men and women happy, but you got to look at this stuff. You can't just let people come in. All right, so look, we're coming up to the end of the show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know we got caucus coming. I guess Stephen Colbert now threw himself in the news, acting like he's running for president. He's not. Boy, he's a media hound. Man, look at that. Look at how he's stealing everyone's storm away. Well, we'll see what happens, but we are going to be talking tomorrow. So stay tuned, and thanks again for listening. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.